Good evening, everyone. We are continuing in our Halacha Gems learning in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, chapter 124 in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber reminds us, the first part, of course, which we are all familiar, Le'acha Shesimu Hatzibur Tfilosan, after we finish Shachris and Mincha, we finish our Tfilah, our private davening, Yachso Shlich Tzibur HaTfilah, there's Chazaras Hashatz, the Shlich Tzibur who is worthy as a representative of the Kahal. He then says, the Shmone Esrei is a Shlich Tzibur on behalf of us all. Now who is Yotze? Who fulfills their obligation? So the Mechaber is very clear. She'im yesh mi she'eni yedei lispalel. If a person who is at the minyan is an individual who simply does not know how to daven. Now, to quantify what that means, according to many poskim today, the idea of being a tinuk shenishba, whether or not a person is truly in that category or not, really depends on where they are from and whether or not they've exerted some efforts to be able to then learn. Sometimes people know that there's such a concept of being a tinuk shenishba and they take that to the bank and they say that, you know, with something that has no end to it. When ultimately, when there's the ability for a person to know how to daven, so a person has to know how to daven. In such a case, for a person, any daily spalel, a person has to listen and have kavana to what it is that somebody is saying. It's also plucked in the poskim how to read that sentence. Meaning, if a person doesn't know how to daven, he doesn't know what the person's saying. So if he doesn't know what the shlichsi were saying, how is a yotze? Is it just simply hearing the words? What am I being mechavin to? That's for another time. But suffice it to say, Zichavin Lamasha Omer, he listens to what's being said, assuming he understands some bit of it, Rav Poskim says, so then he's Yotze Chavoso. And the Mishabura adds, Aval HaBoki, Eino Yotze Afilu B'Dievet, that a person who is a Boki, a person who knows how to daven, that he's not Yotze this Chazaras Hashatz, this Shmon Esrei, even B'Dievet, B'Tfilas Shliach Tzibor. Now what does that mean? So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah has a couple interesting points here, and this is what is explained, what the Mishnah Berurah means. Lafu kema, to come to exclude what? There are certain situations where one would be Yotze B'dieved, and the answer is yes. Ulam im lo yispalo ma'ariv. So for example, let's say a person doesn't daven ma'ariv. Whatever the reason, let's assume that it's a genuine reason. V'chavin letzesi dechoivas tashlumin b'chazaras hashatz shel shachris. So of course, as we've learned in the past, the dinim of tashlumin, the halachic permissibility of makeup, that assuming that it was a justifiable reason that a person misses a tefillah, so the next davening time you can make up that which was missed. Not, you can't, you know, accumulate a lot of missed davenings, but of course if you miss that, the next one you could then make up a number. So if let's say a person misses Meyer, so then he has in mind, okay, I'm not going to daven Meyer, but I'll do is I'll listen to the Chazaras Hashatz. The Shlich Tzibur will then repeat the Shmon Esrei, and of Shachris, I'll then be I'll fulfill my obligation. So the Mishnah, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that b'di'eved, he's yotzei chayva, he's in fulfillment of his obligation. Now that's not a fulfillment that's lechatchil, that's a fulfillment that's b'di'eved. So b'di'eved yotzei chayva, so gam im hubaki lispalo be'atzma. That is even a person who is a baki, when he would daven by himself, would be a baki, be able to daven himself. Now the question is, why is that so? With this, we'll conclude. Shekevon shetfilas arvis rishos hekilu ba poiskim. The difference between which tefilas are deoraisa, which are optional, versus that which are mandatory. And since, even though we were makabel upon ourselves that tefilas arvis is like a chayva, it's just keena chayva. But beetzem, fundamentally, it is a rishos. So where we say that, where the Mishnah Berurah says that where a person is a baki, eino yoytze afilu b'di'eved b'tefilas shliach tzibor. So that's in a very specific circumstance. But with regard to tefillas arvis, where one would want to then fulfill their obligation, of course it's better for him to daven, if he's able to daven. But let's assume he just wasn't in the headspace ability to do that. So if he wants to do and fulfill his obligation, al yidei the chazaras hashatz at shachris, so then you'd say b'di'eved, then he'd be able to do so. And that's only because tefillas arvis is the rishus, and the poskim in that case were lenient.